hey, you are wildly capable of great things. So take a deep breath, let it out. You've got this. I want to tell you guys today about Brandlink Media, a female-owned digital agency with years of experience working with businesses in Oklahoma and beyond on their branding, web design, email marketing, copywriting, and more. Remember, you are wildly capable of great things, and Brandlink Media is cheering you on. Visit www.brandlinkmedia.com to schedule a free consultation. Link in our show notes. It is my pleasure to introduce to you today Rachelle Nichols, who is a mom, a business owner of Rachelle Nichols & Co., a certified director of operations, and a certified Asana pro. Rachelle, tell us about a few of the defining moments of your life.
Wow. I would have to say the top two defining moments in my life was relocating to Oklahoma City from Louisiana as a result of Hurricane Katrina and completely starting over. That was defining in so many ways, from being a high schooler to an adult, being in a new geographic location that I had, you know, not explored before, just and a natural disaster. It really just, it was life-changing. So that's definitely one. I would say the second one was definitely becoming a mother to my son.
That's amazing. I'm so sorry you went through Katrina. My stepmom also relocated during Katrina, and she grew up in New Orleans. Did you grow up in New Orleans?
I did.
You did? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, she did as well. So, you know, she's not a big talker. She's a pretty quiet person, but I've heard some details from her about it, and I know it was harrowing. So that's really interesting. Let's talk more about that. What was that like? You know, did you initially make the decision right away to move to Oklahoma, or did you have a transition location? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So I was in my first week of my freshman year at the University of New Orleans, and we decided we would stay, and in the middle of the night, you know, you just get this gut feeling, and following the news all night, and we decided to hop on the road, my mom, myself and our cat at the time. And we actually took a back road. Well, not a back road, but it's not an interstate. And I'm so thankful that we did that and took another route, because we made it faster than taking the interstate, which we would have been, it was a parking lot. So it was a spur of the moment in the middle of the night gut thing that was kind of jarring that made that decision. And I'm glad we did. Our initial stop was in Baton Rouge by my brother. My brother had, his wife had just had a baby in the hospital with generators and everything. We have all these people in one house with nothing. And I just remember, like, the big Black Hawk down, like, helicopters, which is just an eerie thing. Like, if, you know, and standing in line, getting, you know, the basics to make it the next few days, not knowing that I was never going back home. You know, in those moments, you just don't know. And then my sister, you know, we had went so long without power. My sister who lives in Oklahoma City was like, you and mom, why don't y'all come up here? It's a lot going on. And this was before, you know, Google Maps and all this. Like, we were using a paper map still in 2005.
Wow.
And so getting here, you know, and just changing schools and everything was quite the transition.
Yes, I can only imagine. And I think, you know, for those of us on the outside, it seems like, oh, well, you're here and you're fine. But if it wasn't for my stepmom, I don't think I would have understood how hard all of it was. And saying goodbye to your home, that was a huge thing for her as well. So, but I never heard her describe the helicopters. That's really interesting. And that would be really scary and let you know, this is really serious. This is going to get bad. So I'm glad you guys got out and are safe. Help us understand between, you know, relocating to your new school and then starting your business, you know, what kind of happened in that period of time?
Yeah. So I started, after I graduated, I actually started out in state government. And my first job out of college was supporting the lieutenant governor at the time, handling constituent services. And really, it was just me fielding a bunch of questions and requests. And I really think it just kind of fine-tuned that operations mind that I had to navigate all of the state agencies to help, you know, Oklahomans. And then from there, I did some work for the local school district, creating their volunteer program and managing that for the district, and got into real estate because I wanted flexibility and I wanted to be able to work from home. And while I love real estate, it wasn't meaningful work to me, if that makes sense. It is meaningful work. So please, if you're a realtor and you're listening to this, I'm not saying it's not meaningful work. It just didn't feel meaningful to me. I enjoyed solving problems. And I saw the realtors dealing with the systems problems. Like, they could do the sales, but the systems were frustrating to them. And so I would have people ask me to help them fix things. Started online in the online space as a Spanish tutor and started fixing people's problems. And it just kind of went from there. I stumbled upon a Facebook group with lots of other operations people that thought like me. And I was like, wait, this is a thing? Like, I can do this for a living? Yeah, that was the game changer.
I love that. I worked in retail for a long time and learned that I am not an operations mind. So I have a lot of appreciation for people who are that way. I mean, it's such a vital skill set, and I could probably use your services for my small business. Little did you know you're making a pitch right now. No, just kidding. You know, tell us a little bit about where you go, you know, when you're feeling burnt out or your business is hitting a road bump, a speed bump, and where you go for inspiration and to refill your cup.
You know, refilling my cup and finding inspiration is interesting. I like laughing helps me to change that vibration into whatever creativity, whatever. And so I have a few comedians that I follow on Instagram, and I love to watch dog videos on Instagram. Those things can like change a vibe for me. And getting inspiration, you know, just talking to my business buddies, like, you know, if you've been in business for any length of time, you know that it can have its ups and downs. And so I think just knowing that I'm not alone and like connecting with someone about business challenges, I think that really helps to just remember that, like, I'm cut out for this, I can do this.
That's so important. And that's something we're hearing from a lot of the women I'm interviewing, is just that, you know, having a good circle of, whether it's, you know, entrepreneurs or just women you admire in their careers. We had like a scientist that we interviewed who's incredible. All of the interviews have been so inspiring to me. But yeah, that's something I'm hearing a lot. But I also love that you changed your vibe on purpose. You have your ways of changing your vibe. And you know, when you feel that, instead of staying in a rut, you have your systems. That's amazing. I really like that idea.
In terms of your future, are there any, obviously you're a mom, so I'm sure you have lots of things you're looking forward to watching your kids do. But, you know, what do you see for yourself? Do you have any big goals or projects or any ideas of where you're headed?
So one of my biggest goals or big projects is to have kind of this digital product store of the things that can solve a problem for a solopreneur or a team around systems, you know, in an hour, like these little small micro things. Because I want systems and organization to be accessible to everybody, regardless of like your, you know, your monthly income or like your time, right? Because time is, we don't have time to go through like hours and hours of courses. And so just to make it small and very actionable. I love teaching technology and bridging the gap from technology with people. And I love helping teams collaborate and work better together. More productivity, less meetings.
Yes. I feel like we could all use that. Absolutely. Well, when you launch that, definitely let me know because I need that. Even though I mostly work with contractors, but I think that still could be really valuable. So tell us about what your proudest moment is so far, and that can be career, regular life, mom life. What's your proudest moment?
I would say my proudest moment actually besides being a mother, has been taking care of my mother. During the pandemic, we lost my mom's caretaker, her aide, and I became her full-time caretaker. And going through that has been the most humbling, hard thing that I've ever done. And yet I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to serve her in that way. And I'm thankful even for having a business that allowed me to do that, because I knew had I worked like a regular job, things would have looked different. And so I'm proud of how I was able to navigate that and still participate in the rest of life.
Mm-hmm. 100 Magazine is a publication featuring 100 wildly capable women in Oklahoma City. Buy the magazine to read all 100 interviews at 100mag.com. Wildly Capable Woman podcast is produced by Sugar Free Media. You can check out our daily news podcast, News Du Jour, for a calmer space to consume the news. Music is by Joey Lavoie and Nicholas Foster. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast if it meant something to you to help us reach other wildly capable women.